that's what's going on while we're all busy with other things happening around us in the news and so forth. And a lot of people ain't getting it. They're not getting it. Now, before I start off, I want to dedicate the program. What I do about most every time. And then I'm going to get started about talking about what's going on in the background. While we're all busy with Duck Commander and all these other TV programs and their sponsors, their other drama that's going on, Paula Deen, Duck Commander, all these things, that's the headlines today. And they're using them, as they've used them all along, to bring up certain issues to keep people divided and separated. That is what they're for. That's what TV is all about. So I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get down to it when I get cranked up here. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together. That, Father, we dedicate this broadcast as we do every time. We dedicate, Lord, to you, everything we say, what we do. Lord, we ask you to guide us tonight in all broadcasts in the future. Bible studies, that, Father, that you be right there, the Holy Spirit. We do pray, Lord, for our brethren. We lift up to you our brothers and sisters and our families that are in need of healing. That, Father, need guidance. That, Father, you'll guide us in that direction and you'll heal the names we put up to you before. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders, that, Lord, that they'll wake up, that there'll be an awakening in the United States of the truth, and you'll have whistleblowers out there. They have, Lord, we pray that the churches be guided in the right path, that the name of Jesus will be exalted. Father, we pray that our returning servicemen, that, Lord, your Holy Spirit will guide them, that your Holy Spirit will reveal to them about the dangers of those pills are being given, the microchips, the thoughts of suicide, Father, that they'll be taken away. Take away from those thoughts of suicide that's being brought to them, Lord. And Father, we pray for that awakening. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of our Son, of our Father, name of our Jesus Christ, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yeah, and they got different Bibles out there, too. You notice that? I said many times over and over and over, and with evidence, that the King James Bible literally is the only true word of God on the face of the planet. There are no others. And this is the evidence. It's important to know that. Because right now, they're trying to change that with other Bibles, which they can't really name. They try. Jerusalem Bible, NIV, all these other Bibles, and they're absolutely inadequate. They do not work. Thing is, they can't come up with a replacement, even though they say about other Bibles, they mention other Bibles, they promote other Bibles, Yet when you do the research on it, you'll find out that they're inadequate. Grossly inadequate. And this is one other thing they're trying to pair it off. And the reason they're trying to do that, one of the reasons, because it changed the name of Jesus to Yeshua. That's one of the biggest things that's happening, and there's a specific reason why. Because you see, a fallen angel by the name of Sananda Emmanuel, literally, and if you do it tonight, you actually do your own research, right this minute actually, and you link up together the name of Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, and J-E-S-H-U-A, say it both ways, you'll find that the one named Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel, is the fallen angel. But he's also making claim that he's Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Now, on a bigger scale, they're also claiming to be aliens. I kid you not. And our ascended masters. Ascended masters. You find that with the New Age movement. And that's what the Roman Catholic Church is going to evolve into, because it's called the New Age movement. And that's what the Roman Catholic Church came from in the first place. It was ancient mystery religions back before the 4th century. Before that was ancient mystery religions out of Egypt. Shamanism, Mithraism, so forth. Well, in 325 A.D., Constantine formed the Roman Catholic Church. He became the Bishop of Bishops, declared himself to be such. And the Council of Nicaea, and there you go. And that became really the Roman Catholic doctrine, took off. But it was covered up by, or covering the ancient mystery religions, which were the New Age movement, which that goes back to Nimrod. And that's what it is even today. So once the evolution of the Roman Catholic doctrine slowly evolves into the New Age movement, all the religion will be pulled underneath it. It's exactly what the Pope is doing today. And that will effectively disable the Roman Catholic doctrine. And that's been the plan all along. You might say the Roman Catholic Church has been playing a dual role all along. But first they must change the name of Jesus into being an alien. And if you do look it up, you'll find this to be true. Slowly but surely, they've been laying their cadre, their roots down in the New Age movement. Ascended Masters. The Wesak Festival in Wesak, in California, near Mount Shasta. It's called the Wesak Festival. Every year it goes in May. And from there, they set up their initiates. And do you know that in that particular festival, specifically, it's not just a festival that you might think with, where they have crafts and so forth and funnel cakes. It's way beyond that. See, Mount Shasta, California, Mount Shasta is a major ley line convergent area. And they do rituals at this particular, just like they do Bohemian Grove in California, where all your major world leaders, including presidents, attend Bohemian Grove. I'm sure you've heard of it before. All this is connected. Sacrifices, ritualistic. You're talking presidents of countries, CEOs, military leaders that are involved in this. We're talking high level, behind the scenes. I can't look like Wicca or witchcraft on steroids, you might say. This is connected to the fake Jesus, Yeshua. Because that is the New Age movement. It's all linked together. Everything. Wicca, the whole nine yards. Alien abduction and all this sort of thing is all based on this coming disclosure where they're going to claim that mankind was created by fallen angels, by aliens. That's the big lie. And they'll say, and when Sananda Manuel comes as a fake Jesus, and it's right around the corner. It's called disclosure. The day of declaration. That will destroy religion as you know it. To find that they say that we were created by these aliens, that they were used to be humankind as well, evolved into the next evolution. They're here to help us. This is not some science fiction type of scenario. This is actually what's being planned. And the type of religion they're going to bring into is the New Age movement. Now, for example, in the New Age movement, where Jesus is the Son of God, their Jesus, Sananda Manuel, Jeshua, he calls himself, is one of the masters of wisdom. Where the Bible says we're saved by grace, they say you achieve godhood through works. Now that closely resembles a lot of religions. It's always been the plan all along. Where Jesus is the only way, they talk about awakening a Christ consciousness from within yourself. That God's within you. They say that Lucifer is the devil in the Bible, which he is. They say Lucifer is the true son of God. Now you say, well, wait a minute. That's a little far-fetched, isn't it? No, not at all. Because see, what people don't realize is this has been the purpose all along, how closely this has been used by changing the Bibles. See, the King James Version, for example, if you look in your Bible, in the King James, or if you don't have one, look at Bible.cc. Or BibleCC.com, I believe it's called. You can follow it, and I'll show you how they prove, according to their belief, and this is major, that Jesus and Lucifer is one and the same, is what they say. If you go to Bible.cc, or your own Bible, and you put in there Isaiah 14:12. Now, Isaiah 14:12, it tells you right there in the King James Bible, that how thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which thou weakened the nations. Now it talks about Lucifer. The name Lucifer is mentioned there. Latin for light bringer. That's his true name. But now if you go to the NIV, you'll read, now you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. A big change there. New Living Translation. Now you've fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. Then it goes into English Standard Version, O day star, son of the dawn. Or New American Standard Bible, O star of the morning. You see, but Lucifer is the only one mentioned in the King James Bible. And all the others do not. The morning star and so forth. Now, let me show you what they do. And this is how they teach Freemasons on a higher level. It's how to teach New Agers and their belief. So if you look in the other Bibles, 14:12, you got Morning Star and NIV, New Living Translation, Shining Star, English Standard Version, O Day Star, New American Standard Bible, Star of the Morning, King James Bible, O Lucifer, in the King James. Now, if you go to Luke 10:18, and this is what they do. They say, now, I want to show you something. They'll say, look at Luke 10:18, and this is the technique they use. You go 10:18 in Bible.cc, and you'll see all the scriptures there. Luke 10:18 in the King James Bible says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Well, so you see, Lucifer fell from heaven, son of the dawn, in the King James Bible. And you see here that King James Bible in Luke 10:18 says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall. So that's pretty clear. Lucifer and Satan are one and the same. And it says that in all the Bibles, NIV, I saw Satan fall like lightning. New Living Translation, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. So Satan fell from heaven like lightning. But if you go to NIV with Isaiah 14:12, what do you see fell from heaven? You saw the morning star fell from heaven. Do you not? Another one, the shining star fell from heaven, 14:12 in the other Bibles. Day star, shining star, morning star fell from heaven. It don't list as Lucifer to fell. So now they'll say, well, let me show you something. And you'll go to Revelation. Oh, look what you get. Jesus speaks in Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So if you use the King James Bible, go to 14:12. Who does it say fell? Lucifer fell. King James. You go to 10:18, Luke 10:18. See, Satan fell like lightning. It's pretty clear. Lucifer is Satan. Then you go to 22:16, and you'll read clearly that Jesus Christ says, I am the bright morning star. That's clear. Lucifer, Satan are the same, fell. And Jesus says he's a bright morning star. But when you go to the other Bibles, and you don't have the King James, which is what I guess today 80-90% of Bibles are being used in the churches, is NIV, New American Standard Bible, and all the other trash. Here's what you get. When you just use that Bible, just this one scripture, instead of three, it reads, the morning star fell, day star fell, shining star fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. Well, Satan is a morning star. There you go. Then they'll say, well, let me show you Revelation 22:16. And they'll show you there. Jesus, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify these things in the churches. I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Boy, that sets up major confusion. And they'll tell this to young Masons, those at a certain degree level. They'll tell this to their New Agers. See, we told you that Jesus is Lucifer. He's God. Even your Bible says so. But if you use the King James, you can't do that because the King James clearly shows the truth. That's sneaky. And that was the reason why they changed it to Morning Star. Oh, that's only one of about 200 more problems with it. So that's why they say that Lucifer is a true son of God. That's how they come up with it. Now that's some kind of sneaky. And people don't realize that. The Bible says man was created. The New Age says that physical man was evolved. Spiritual man has always existed. What's interesting there is your Arnold Murray and Herbert Armstrong, so some of these cult groups, they say we're angels before. But that's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible says we're created and certainly not angels. It separates, delineates between humans and angels, clearly. But some of these sects, S-E-C-T-S, Christian sects, are so convoluted that they got their own doctrine. Spiritual man didn't exist until he was born. Conception. Physical man, they say, was evolved. Well, there is some bit of evolution. You know where that came from? The fallen angels, when they were on earth, and Satan manipulating DNA. Yeah, evolution, all right. It's called trial and error. That was the purpose of the flood, to wipe out the corrupted DNA. That was the reason for the flood. It says man's been corrupted and evil. Well, that's what we're talking about. Giants, 30, 40-foot men. Now, they came back after the flood because the fallen angels returned, but the Nephilim died out in the flood, all of them. No offspring of Cain survived. No offspring of the Nephilim survived. Only things that survived, only living things that survived, was the animals that was brought forth in the ark and the eight humans, Noah's wife, three sons, three wives. Start all over again. All one language, too, by the way. Oh, that's another story. Evolution is impossible. You've got a world and a universe that's in entropy. Everything dies, rusts. They try to show you where the universe is regenerating. Well, that's God working. It's not Mother Nature. He put things in motion when he created the principles, the scientific principles, the physics and all this. He created all these principles and the particles and vibrations and all these things that, to set the life in motion. He controls it. Satan manipulates it. For now. They say that the Bible says that God's not a part of creation. Apart means divided. The New Ages say God is a part of creation, kind of pantheism. The Bible talks about resurrection. New Ages talk about reincarnation. Now, if you remove, that's partially true, you remove the word R-E, and you've got incarnation. And that's true. Incarnation, where it's called possession in the other name. There are different types of possession. But resurrection is not reincarnation. And incarnation in the New Age is just a simple form of possession. Of demonic entities and fallen angels as avatars. That's all through our history. In the Bible, the word is truth. The New Age, they say, like Christ is within you, they say the truth is within you. But the word's truth. The King James Bible is a solid authority in all practices and doctrine. Is the King James Bible. And there's no other book that can make that claim. Not one. You'll not find it. They talk about the Bishop's Bible, the Geneva Bible. Sure, of that day, it was English translated. It was the Bible they used the most because that's the only one they had. Geneva Bible was used. However, when the King James came along between 1604 and 1611, it took a few years to get people weaned off of the Geneva. But the King James was 98% of all the scrolls and manuscripts that came from the original authors. the 40 authors of 66 books, which made the King James the only complete Bible on the face of the planet. All the others are based upon the Textus Receptus or the works of Origen, which made up the Roman Catholic Church Bible. Because you see, the King James translators, out of 54, 47 translated, three different locations. They rejected the Douay Rheims, Septuagint, and the Roman Catholic Bible. They rejected all those Bibles. They didn't use them. Only one they used was the Bishop's Bible as a model. They collected over 5,300 manuscripts and documents, which all the others didn't have. And all they did was transcribe and translate perfectly. Because all the translators, 47 out of the 54 that lived, 47, were fluent in Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Latin, and English. But you can also rest assured that God made sure His word was delivered to mankind by the Gentiles. See, that's another reason why they're trying to go back to Hebrew roots movement and call them Yeshua and Yahweh and so forth. Trying to take everybody back to the Hebrew roots. This is very complicated. It can get, I guess, but this is what's happening. This is the background for it. In the Bible, you wait for the second coming. In the New Age, they're waiting for Maitreya, Benjamin Krem. It's kind of the John the Baptist since 1980s. Maitreya is yet to show, to be made public. He's been working in the background. The false prophet being Sananda Emmanuel. Now, if you actually look up who the ascended masters are, masters of wisdom, and the one named Sananda Emmanuel, also calling himself Yeshua and Jeshua, you're going to get a shock. Because that is the photo, that's the picture of Sananda Emmanuel. So that, in other words, the Jesus that we've always known, from the day you were born, you saw the portraits, the black velvet pictures, the TV movies showing Jesus with long hair, blonde hair, and blue eyes. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yep. That's Sananda Emmanuel. Nobody knows what the real Jesus really looks like. There's never any portraits made. They didn't have cameras back then. He didn't stay still long enough for them to do a carving. Think about it for a minute. Nowhere do you have. Where's the source that what he really looked like? You don't have it. It's not there. So we've assumed all our lives that that was really Jesus Christ. But remember, nobody knows. So the only thing you got to go by is Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, the painting. Well, I got news for you. It's documented in one of the Illuminati textbooks called Signs of Christ by Harold Balioz, Balyoz, 1977. That's a textbook for the Illuminati. It specifically mentions Leonardo da Vinci as an avatar of the fallen angels. That's where he got his genius from. Wasn't Leonardo was such a smart boy? Not at all. He's in the occult. He, along with many others, like Martin Luther, were listed as avatars. Fallen angels. Being possessed by fallen angels. That's an avatar that will affect a specific movement in the history of man. You're not going to hear this too many places, I'll tell you that right now. But that's exactly what's going on. Maitreya, Sananda Emmanuel. And so, do you understand the implications of this? That the Jesus we've always seen in the background, in the churches, long hair, holding lamb, is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the one of Sanan Emmanuel. So when he appears, can you imagine the shock that's going to be, that's going to ripple the churches today? That will be the falling away. Or at least they'll start it off. Hadn't happened yet, but boy, we're getting close to it. The day of declaration is when Maitreya will show up. Now, when they do this, Benjamin Cram has always said that people will hear him talking in their brains. Now, four years ago when I did the research on this, I couldn't really imagine what he meant by that. I found out that they have the technology of putting voices in your head. Look it up. It's called voice-to-skull technology. Now, this voice-to-skull technology is being used by Walmart in their advertisement scheming. So in other words, it's by microwave technology. Put you in a cloud. It can direct an individual, a town, a state, a city, a country, in kind of a cloud of electromagnetic energy. And it's put out by these ELF towers throughout the United States. And in the world, actually. HARP, the facility up in Alaska, has a lot to do with this. A cloud of energy throughout the United States. Each tower encompasses about 300 miles overlapping each one, from California to New York to Florida to New Mexico. The entire United States is engulfed in this. Chemtrails have a lot to do with it as well. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say the word beaming, but it's like they tap into your consciousness. They tap into your brain, the brain part that receives the sound. Bypasses your ear, that the ears collect the vibrations of noises that you drop and so forth. This doesn't. This goes into your energy, your level of energy. They have, look it up, voice-to-skull technology and advertisement. You're wondering, man, where's that voice coming from? And there's no microphone, sound systems or nothing. It's ELF, electric lower magnetic frequency. Okay. This is how I speak to each person on Earth. Because Earth will be wrapped up with this energy. It's already done. They haven't put it to use yet. Well, here's a part where they've been using it already. In the United States, there's 22 suicides per day of our U.S. servicemen. That's fact. 22 suicides per day. The veterans, in fact, complain, talk about, but not to everybody, of hearing voices in their head. Kind of in the same way, and you all will recognize when you've heard about people saying, well, man, I heard a radio station play to my feelings, to my teeth. It's like a radio receiver. Write down and look up. 7,800 veterans sue the DOD and CIA for septal implants. Septal nose. Microchips. Septal implants. 7,800. File a lawsuit against the government for his implants. Oh, this is documented. This is what it's for. This is how this one called Maitreya will talk to everybody on the earth using voice-to-skull technology. That's huge. Now, can you imagine 90%, could be more, 95%, who knows, but up to 90% level of Americans today don't have a clue what we're talking about tonight. Not a clue. So you can imagine they're going about their daily routine, and the day happens, of day of declaration, when this Maitreya starts talking, and everybody starts hearing him talk in their brain, in their head, in their language. That would be the masking of the actual copying tongues. That's what happened back in the days when the Pentecost. That's what tongues was all about then. It's not today. You don't have tongues today. Because when they do the tongues in these churches, where's an interpreter? They don't have one, do they? No. Do you have any clue what they're talking about when they do the whatever? Nope. Nobody has a clue. So they tell you, when the question is asked, I don't know what I'm saying. Well, God knows. It's your Holy Spirit. It's your spirit talking to the Holy Spirit. I said one of them one day when I first heard this stuff, and I didn't understand it like many years ago, but I said, because they tried to teach me, going to teach me to speak in tongues. I said, what the dickens are you talking about? They explained it, and I said, well, I don't know how to do that. So you don't have to, you just do this babbling. I'm like, what? So I tried it and all this, and I said, man, I have no clue what's going on. So don't worry about it. I said, well, you don't worry about it. They said, it's your spirit in a holy language. I said, you mean my spirit's talking behind my back to God's spirit? I said, no, man, I don't buy that. Well, my instincts were right on that one because it's not. It's satanic, family. Because when you do the study on tongues, you find out you have to have an interpreter to interpret it. For those that are not born again, but that was in the day of the Pentecost, but also tongues, was when the disciples were speaking, and there were so many languages that when they were speaking, the ones that are different languages could understand. They understood it. That was speaking of tongues. And today, some of these Christian churches say that you're not saved if you can't speak in tongues. That babbling. I think Copeland, he's a Freemason, they do it, and you understand what I'm saying. And slain in the spirit of holy drunkenness and holy laughter. There's no such thing as that. But you do have Kundalini in the churches today, where they fall around, roll around, making gurgly sounds and all kinds of stuff. That's possession, family. That's not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit talks to you inside, gives you those feelings, not actual words. If you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, you're born again. You'll understand what he wants. You'll know his voice. He's also the same one that convicts you. If you have those thoughts that you used to have or so forth, he'll convict you. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. That conviction. When you have actual words being said inside your head, that's not of God. This is that voice-to-skull technology. Well, the veterans are complaining, and nobody's listening. They're calling it post-traumatic stress of having these voices in their head. And they're being told, well, it's these pills, it's your imagination. No, no. This is where the 22 suicides are coming from. They can hypnotize you while you sleep. And this is not being talked about. Now, on my website, www.watchmanforjesus.com, I'm still working on that darn website, but it's another website. It seems like I'm always in construction of one. But in any case, I do have in the newsletters part and in the side margin, the suicide conspiracy, part one and part two. And I've got evidence there and attachments to show that those troops are being coaxed into and those suicides are being caused by design. You know, and I've been talking about this and had my studies out there for a long time. And nobody's taking a hold of anything. They're just the Joint Chief of Staff up there. I don't know. They got their thumbs stuck between their toes, I guess. You see, You know, and I don't understand these people. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry. Do they actually believe they're going to get away with this? They don't believe that, they don't know that they're going to be judged by God, and all the good deeds in the world won't do them a bit of good. Works against them. He sees through the Council of Foreign Relations. He sees through these blood oaths of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits. They got the little party going on now. White hats, black hats, whatever. When Jesus Christ comes back, he's coming back to judge. He ain't coming back to be an intercessor. Right now, he's your judge. Right now, he's your intercessor. He's your lawyer to God in the Trinity. Right now, he's pleading your case to God. Who's the accuser? Satan is. You say, well, how does he do everybody? Demons are assigned to each and every person. Literally. Family, this is the world you're in. This is what's going on. Now, to soften it up, they have these churches out here called TBN, 700 Club, the Osteens and so forth, Joyce Myers, Copeland, they're all Masons. And they're talking about your little gods. They use that verse in there about us being gods. Well, when talking about man being like gods, he's talking about legislators, judges, leaders, rulers. Not talking about divine gods at all. This parrots the New Age movement theology. And he's sneaking up on you. In the Bible, they say, turn from sin. The New Age, well, there is no sin. Just turn away from ignorance. You know, on Oprah, they had this neuroscientist or neuralistic doctor. Neurosurgeon is what it was. And he died, supposedly, on the operating table. And then he came back and he wrote a book. And naturally ended up on Oprah and other places. He wrote a book and CDs and all this. And the angels that talked to him when he was in this condition said, there is no sin. You'll be fine. It wasn't God, he thought. He wasn't the third heaven he went to. That's the only consistent thing about them is they have different methods of deception. They all say the same deceiving things at all. We become Christ-like through sanctification. But the New Age says you discover your own divinity. There's that God thing again. Genesis 3:22. When you start studying these things, you start seeing how it all comes to play. So right now, this Pope Francis, in other words, is trying to bring all religions together. And if you go into Alice Bailey's treatise on cosmic fire, Alice Bailey brought in the New Age movement, the second phase, 1919 to 1947. She was channeled by the fallen angels. El Moria, Saint Germain, Alice Bailey. She wrote, and actually, this is parroted in the Signs of Christ Illuminati textbook. I found it in another place, too. In her treatise, the Master Jesus, it's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Master Jesus will take a physical vehicle, that's a physical body, and will effect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Unquote. This is huge. It's yet to happen. They call it a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. All they're going to do is return back to the ancient mystery religions, New Age movement. That's all that means. And you know, the ecumenical movement, followed up by the World Council of Churches, it comes from the Greek term Oikumene, which is translated as the whole inhabited world. And what they're going to tell you is Adler, this one New Ager called Adler, A-D-L-E-R, simply stated, Adler argued that we will not be able to attain world peace until we obtain cultural unity. But Adler argues that there's only one obstacle to unity. That was Christianity. But certainly, that was the pure form of Christianity before it got convoluted along the way. Now, we may have a break here shortly. I don't know for sure. I'll be notified when we do. But if not, I'll just continue on talking, which I can do, as some of you already know. And so, in one quote, it talks about priest and church will not disappear. They will not be forced out of existence in the New Age. They will be absorbed into existence of the New Age. And James Warner, Unholy Alliance, said, I quote, "The form of the church of the New Age will remain the same. Thus, churchgoers are less likely to notice that there has been a change in the message." He says, quote, "The new spirituality does not reject the earlier patterns of the great universal church religion. They're just going to maneuver it to a point that won't be able to tell the difference." Do you all notice that in the year 2013, it's gone, of course, that there was a great increase, and still continuing, of states that have approved homosexual marriage? But all of a sudden? And all of a sudden, a lot of these things started happening, but primarily, let's take, for example, homosexual marriage. Well, now, at one time, it was against the laws, right? They didn't have any, did not approve of it. The laws pretty much followed the Bible. They never meant to be followed, but the laws did, of the country at least. The secret societies inside, of course, would corrupt it in the background. But the laws of the country followed the Bible, the Constitution, all that sort of thing. But once you start changing the laws and moving the country, the culture away from God, God's going to start moving away from the country. And that is the exact reason why all of a sudden there's an outbreak of states that are approving homosexual marriage. Well, there's a lot of other things that's going on, but this is just one part of it. So as that happens, and the more states do it, God pulls away more. That's the purpose of it. Because they got to remove God's spirit. And the only way to do that is use us human beings as Eve and work around God by turning us against God, thereby forcing him to pull away from us. This is what's going on in the background, and these people doing it don't have a clue what they're actually setting up and being used. Satan always attacks the weaker side, the weaker part, to accomplish his goal. For example, in the Garden of Eden, it was Eve beguiled Adam. Adam went ahead and took the apple. The apple itself, the composition of the apple or the pomegranate or whatever the heck Dickens it was, nobody knows, maybe it doesn't even exist anymore. Whatever it was, is a tree, a real tree, a real fruit, whatever it was. It came from a tree. I guess everybody assumes it was an apple, but don't have to be an apple. Could be some other fruit that's extinct now, who knows. But nevertheless, the knowledge of good and evil. Well, there's your knowledge. And they say that that Lucifer was the good God because he brought knowledge to mankind. And the evil God kept Adam and Eve in bondage in the Garden of Eden. Kept them ignorant. will know that ignorance was to save them, because knowledge is not going to do them a bit of good when they're not supernatural. So that goes in where the Bible says, turn from sin. And they say, no, there's no sin. Turn from ignorance. It all matches. So when they took that bite, they took that apple, that whatever it was, that was an act of disobedience that got them thrown out of the garden. It wasn't the actual eating it. It was the act of disobedience, because God's spirit is everywhere. He knew what they were going to do, but he had to give them free will. You have to have free will in order to have and express unconditional love. Otherwise, you have a robot. Yes. And a robot is what they're making with a binary code mixed with DNA and the tattoo that's going to be the RFID chip. It attaches into your psyche. That's what that thing's all about. Technology goes back to 1973. A mind-controlled slave is exactly what it's about. You see how it works? But God gives you free will to make your choice. Satan's not. So you New Agers, you're in for a horse ride, let me tell you. He's bringing the knowledge, all right. The knowledge that's going to enslave you to electronics, possession, to provide the body for the Nephilim who lost theirs in the flood. That's what they're doing. For the cyborg, the mixing binary code and human DNA. Right now, they're just doing a powder puff on them. Expand your mind. Awake your Christ consciousness within. We're all gods. Mormons say you're going to inherit a planet. Hindu, you keep coming back over and over till you get it right. And you achieve a godhood. The Freemasons are told each level you go up, you get closer to being a saint. You'll be the ones to lead today when we finally take over. That's the lie they're being told. You're special. We have secrets we're going to give you that nobody else has. Blah, 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 blah. Those are all hooks that they've put them in. And they got a little surprise for the Freemasons, too. If the Freemasons would actually listen to what I'm saying, if they're actually listening, if they would actually go to the protocols, learn the Elder Zion protocols, and read chapter 15, that's, I think, in the documents, chapter XV, Roman numeral 15. It'll tell you right there that they're going to execute every Freemason. They're not going to let you live. All members of all secret societies will be eliminated. They won't need you anymore. This is a promise. It's actually covered by the Bible. Psalms 34:21. You'll find it there. Evil shall slay the wicked, and God will allow it to happen. All the good deeds in the world are not going to get you out of it. I don't know sometimes if people understand the implications of what I'm saying. These are massive implications. And these are going to happen. This is not theory. This is actually going to happen once this new world order kicks off. You know, we as human beings try to fix everything first. Then when it goes bad, we should have trusted God in the first place. We don't want to have to go through that judgment, so we're going to fix it ourselves. Family, it's never been done in our history, ever. We never want our freedom. Family, truth is freedom through Jesus. This is a time of trials and tribulations. This is a test for heaven. You've got five senses. That's where you say you try to hold on to your life, you'll lose it. This physical world is going away whenever. And for those that whose life is cut short or those who've died, that time has begun. Some people say, well, I wait till I see them in the clouds. That's a tad bit late then. Those that never think they're going to die, they die, then they're heading to hell if they haven't taken Jesus Christ as Savior. That's big. You don't have to wait for Armageddon. You don't have to wait for the till you actually see it happen before you and all this, the falling away. Oh, it's a falling away. Oh, I better take Jesus Christ as my Savior. You realize how hard it's going to be when that happens? You think it's hard now. He ain't seen anything yet. The Roman Catholic Church has already declared war against those Bible-believing Christians. Now I ask you, why is it any different than between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D., the Vatican murdered between 50 to 68 million people that were Bible-believing Christians? Don't even bring in Christianity. That's been so convoluted for generations. But those who believe in the Bible and those who believe in Jesus and follow him, they murdered 50 to 68 million. That's a huge number of human beings been murdered by a Catholic Church. Well, that number is a little hard to grasp. How about this? You know that the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic assassins, the Jesuits, secretly engineered the massacre of Bartholomew, August the 24th, 1572. They used Roman Catholic troops and Dominican monks for the job. And without any warning whatsoever, they slaughtered unarmed Bible believers in Paris. In 1 week, 70 to 100,000 souls. And the Protestant movement in France was destroyed under the banner of Roman Catholic Church. In celebrating it, the Pope ordered the rosary said in every Roman Catholic church, thanking the Virgin Mary for their victory. And the Virgin Mary they worship is not Mary, Mother of Jesus, at all. Well, if you can't grasp that, how about this? Let's bring it up to date. 1941, 1945. You had a concentration camp in Jasenovac, Jasenovac. Jasenovac in Croatia. It was helped by the Roman Catholic Church. Bishop Stefanić was involved at this concentration camp, helped by the Ustasha, U-S-T-A-S-H-A. Ustasha. Ustasha, Roman Catholic Church. Remember, soldiers. Ustasha. They were so cruel that they horrified the SS. Okay. At this concentration camp, it's recorded, documented, they murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians. Say it again. 750,000 in one concentration camp. I'm not done. 60,000 Jews and 26,000 gypsies are documented as having been murdered in this concentration camp. That's in one concentration camp between 1941 and 1945. That's quite a few people. 836,000 to be exact. In one concentration family. I mean, come on now. You know that after the St. Bartholomew massacre in 1572, after they'd made well, it'd be quite a stir in France, would it not? They targeted England as the next objective after 1572. England was not accepting Roman Catholic doctrine. They rejected the Roman Catholic Bibles. They used origins. Origen was a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt, O-R-I-G-E-N. And Jesuits were sent undercover to capture key positions in the government and to translate Origen's Alexandria manuscripts in the English Bible in 1582. So the Roman Catholics struggled to win back England and had gone on for years then. So they took these Jesuit Bibles and flooded into England. But the English people rejected them. So that was a period of what? Well, actually, 1782. 6 years. Wasn't working. So, they had the St. Bartholomew Massacre, right, in Paris. Well, from Spain, they launched the Spanish Armada. 137 ships to invade England and to capture England to force them to be Roman Catholic. However, storms at sea sank about three quarters of them, and English guns sunk the rest in 1588. 20 years before, around 20 years, well, a bit less than 20, actually, what would that be? In 1588, about 16 years before King James, about 1603, James became King of England. He was a real Christian. They said 20 years after his death, he was a pedophile, he was homosexual and all this, but that's all nonsense. Actually, the evidence proves that he wasn't, because he sent letters to his son, Prince Henry, that told him, I could read you one of the scripts out of his diary, his letters, where he told his young son to worship God and to read the Holy Scripture and so forth. So the evidence shows he wasn't a pedophile, homosexual at all. That's all they got to say about it. God made sure His word was protected, transcribed, and translated perfectly. This has all been going on in the background. Oh, it brings us up to date to HAARP and to all this other going on and what I talked about an hour ago. All this is connected. So when the King James translators of 47, you know, they 47, they left seven of them that joined in. Two of the 47 were Jesuits. Do you know the Jesuits snuck in there? They had two Jesuits that got in with the 47 translators. Out of the 54, 47, seven of those, several were poisoned. Some others were proven to be inadequate. He went through a process of making sure those translators were perfect, what they were doing, and they were men of God. So they lost seven along the way. 54 minus the 47 be seven. Several were poisoned, and others were not good enough. And two Jesuits infiltrated into the 47. Now, King James had guards watching every move they made in three different locations. And the only thing they could have done, because you see, every chapter and verse went over three different locations 14 times. There's a process that, if you really read the history of it, and who the 47 were, and the process they used, the criteria they had, slam dunk. The only thing the two Jesuits could do, and that was toward the end of the translations, in 1610, thereabouts, was they insisted upon the last part of it to put the Septuagint, the Apocrypha in the middle. Now, they weren't going to allow them to interspace it. They said, well, it's for history to connect the Bibles. Okay. So they stuck it in the middle. They insisted. And they did get the Apocrypha put in the first 1611. But they labeled it Apocrypha. And they included it and didn't come out till about 1800s when they did another revision, actually another edition, around 1800 time frame. It's like, what's this doing here? Get it out of here. They took, removed it. That's the story on the Apocrypha. A little bit more story about that, but I haven't. I've covered that in detail in the past. Well, the Apocrypha was a kind of a strange Greek Bible of sort. Origen, who was a Greek philosopher, as I told you all about, what he did was, for this Apocrypha, he pasted together his own Greek Old Testament, mixed with some folk tales, and they used Deuteronomy, 150 B.C., and they called it the Apocrypha. And he added his own perverted New Testament from Roman Catholic version of the Apocrypha. And other books, too. And it doesn't belong in the Bible at all. And then he had the myth of the ancient Septuagint. That's another myth. And all this, the modified Old Testament, plus folk tales called the Apocrypha, the perverted New Testament, that's really making up of Origen's Alexandrian Bible, which the Roman Catholic Church has taken up. Rejected by the English people. Because they rejected the Roman Catholic Latin Vulgate, the Reims, and the Greek Septuagint, which is the Bible of Alexandria, Egypt. They rejected all those. And the King James translators assembled 5,300 manuscripts. And some of them, exact copies of the manuscripts from Antioch, which were the copies of the actual scrolls from the disciples themselves. That became 98% of the evidence that they used. The King James can't be touched. However, in 1875, there was a cry in England of sort that to update some of the words of the King James Bible. Well, the ones pushing this were the friends of the England's Roman Catholic Cardinal Newman, who was educated by the Jesuits. So they formed a committee. Everything was top secret. They worked on the Old and New Testaments for about 20 years, but they weren't updating the King James Bible at all. They were changing it by using another manuscript. And they convinced this committee, Westcott and Hort, were two Freemasons. And they convinced the committee that the old texts in the Vatican, ones originated by Origen in Egypt, were more reliable than the copies from Antioch. It's a double cross. They shot down the Word of God and produced a new English version of the old Roman Catholic Latin Vulgate. And this is the basis of all the Bibles you have today, the NIV and all these others. They're all trying to push out the King James Bible. And soon there's going to be a ecumenical Bible, one common Bible for all religions, that's going to prepare the way for the Antichrist. And you see, that's what's happening today. That's why when you try to fight, you fight for the King James Bible. Oh, you're one of those King James only guys, huh? Oh, I know you. They don't have, oh, you're an NIV only. It's a New King James Bible only. You're one of those. And then they say, well, his name's Yeshua. Here we go. Family, y'all get ready. Because it's all being laid the groundwork for this to happen. Little by little, they're creeping up. Wisdom comes from knowing what it is that we don't know and then admitting it. You know, even the, you ever heard the term zeitgeist? You know about zeitgeist, right? Well, the zeitgeist is pushing the agenda of Blavatsky and Alice Bailey. It's also linked to the UN. Head of zeitgeist has links to all the groups, including UNESCO, UNESCO. It's linked to Robert Mueller's school. They're talking about Hinduism. Hinduism is also linked to UNESCO. UNESCO is part of the Illuminati. And they have what's called the World Core Curriculum for Global Education. And he had Peter Joseph in 1979 from Arlington, Texas. He said, to steer our children towards global citizenship, earth-centered beliefs, socialist values, and collective mindset, which is becoming a requirement for 21st century workforce. You find now courses in high school, and college, of course, but high school, about the global community. It's all getting the children prepared for the year 2025. That's a very significant year. And Winston C. Churchill. Remember Churchill? Winston Churchill? Winston Churchill, second cousin to Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, and Stalin, and they're all second cousins. Did y'all know that? Some of you are my regular listeners, you knew this already. Churchill, Hitler, Queen Elizabeth II, and Stalin are all second cousins. Queen Elizabeth married her second cousin, Prince Philip. How about that? Well, Winston Churchill was a Knight of Malta. Ah. Winston Churchill was no better than FDR, and they were cousins too. Y'all getting this? I mean, this is amazing. You know, it's really amazing what the history books hadn't told us. These are all facts. In May the 7th, 1915, Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, they had turned the ship over to the British First Lord of Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City. It was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammo, bought and paid for by, guess who? J.P. Morgan, yep, and company. And it's before it set sail for England. The German government warned Secretary of State Williams Jennings Bryan, Woodrow Wilson, that it would be sunk and innocent passengers would be killed if they floated it. Well, Wilson and Bryan did nothing about it, and the ship sailed anyway. And so when the ship entered the English Channel on May 7th, 1915, Winston C. Churchill ordered the British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania, ordered it off of it. It's a set and duck. Is sunk by 3 German U-boats, 1,201 innocent lives. And according to Colin Simpson, historian, he said, I quote, one well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas. Well, Winston Churchill said, I quote, the creation of an authoritative world order is the ultimate aim towards which we must strive, unquote. What's it going to take to wake people up? And these Joint Chiefs of Staff, that their involvement in the Knights of Malta and Knights of Columbus isn't the best thing for this country, isn't the best thing for mankind at all, that they're going down the wrong path. You got quotes, you got dates, you got names, you got evidence of man trying to fix it, and man's going to fail every single time because they leave God out of it. Well, we are where we are. And what people want to know and what's going to happen is people don't want answers. When they realize they're not going to accomplish it, mankind can't do it. And that's going to come around. People will want solutions. People's got to believe God. They're going to run out of options. That's what's going to happen. James 1, verse 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. It's not enough that we can believe in God, but you must believe God. He said he gave his people dominion over all the earth and all that's in it. But we also hide in the shadows of the subculture we've made for ourselves and our families. The Freemasons controlled education since 1908. The Valentine's Day, Christmas, Easter, they're pagan holidays. Proven. I've talked about this in my other broadcasts before. Not my fault. I just found out that it was. I mean, I know I've known for a while, but I found out, and I feel obligated to report it. You know, it's as simple as that. I'm not afraid to, and the evidence is clear. But think about it for a minute. You know that Valentine's Day is not just about hearts and love and all this and huggy kissy and take your little daughter, son, daughter, wife, girlfriend, friend, whatever, to dinner and presents and chocolate-covered hearts and all this, that, and the other. And it's not just about that. I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but Valentine's Day is far beyond that. But how they promoted this, it dawned on me the other day when I was thinking about what I'm going to say about Valentine's Day. Next couple of weeks, I'll talk about it. I remembered back. Do y'all remember? When you were children. I remember back in the first grade. Around 56, 1957 time frame. You filled out little Valentine's cards to each other. Remember that? I still got some in my little lockbox thing, whatever. You'd count them. You'd read them. You'd wrestle through. I'm going to see what she put on me. You'd go through all these. You'd go to the Rose's store. And you'd purchase all these cards. And you'd write them. And kind of like your high school your picture book, yearbook. You'd read what people wrote about you. Well, these are your Valentine's cards. You'd fill them out, then give them to each other. End up with 20, 30 of them you could come home with. Always promoting the occult holidays, learning Freemasonry, historical literature, science fair so they could identify and the highly intelligent children that they could use or destroy. This is the reality. Not good to talk about. People get unnerved about this stuff, but this is what's really going on in the background. I try to identify and to show people. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Only through him are we saved. The churches aren't preaching this. Now, certainly, if we wanted to, we could go into this. We could go into, well, second top military man calls for millions to march on D.C. That's recent. They're looking for another revolution, which never won in the first place. We could talk about one-fifth of third graders own cell phones. Wow, when I was a third grader, he had this little plastic phone. It went ding, 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 ding. Never said anything. It said anything. It scared the dickens out of you. It's a plastic phone, for goodness sakes. Not today. Oh, no. They got cell phones, man. IG, 4G, some G. I don't know what G. Things back then was the technology to fill up a whole room. Now they carry it in a little pocketbook or something. You got Rand Paul suing over NSA policies. Ron Paul's his father, of course, is a Rosicrucian. secret societies. Scientists are searching for time travelers on the internet. Oh, whoopee. You got a serious financial restructure coming, global restructure. Reset, and that's going to bring on a whole change when they do this. That's the big thing sitting around in the background. You got Morrissey says he sees no difference between eating animals and pedophilia. Where are we going with this? These are, you see, people pulling away from God on a massive scale. You got parents molesting their own children. You've got Glenn Beck, another controlled opposition, claims he'll stand with GLAAD against Russia's heterofascism. You see how they use these people? You know that Steven Seagal is looking at becoming the governor of Arizona, like Ventura? See, they take these movie stars, they sign their name over to Lucifer. Then they take them and put them in politics, or they promote their causes and so forth, like Duck Dynasty and the whole nine yards to keep you all busy. Then you got Ben Cohen, rugby player and LGBT rights advocate. Shows off shirtless bod and steamy attitude video. See how they use the sports stars. They use the actors and actresses for these purposes. Remember Ricky Martin, singer, split with his boyfriend, Carlos Gonzalez. They make sure you read about it in the newspaper. And the Islamic Authority seized over 300 Bibles from Christian group in Malaysia. And current events. Bill O'Reilly. Piers Morgan. Seek to reinvent Christian morality. Amazing how fast this is moving. And another trip. Now remember we said New Age movement is about Buddha. A lot about Buddha. And Buddha has a lot to do with the New Age movement. Oh, a lot to do. Well, a combat veteran helps other struggle soldiers in a unique therapeutic farm. That's good. But there's a hunch led to stunning claim on Buddha's birth date. It's like 600 BC. Came before Jesus. Aha. And guess who's involved with it? UNESCO. Oh, man, I tell you, they are really pulling the strings on this big time. And they're also ramping up persecution of Christians in U.S. military. Klage Schmidt says, sell your clothes and buy a gun. Now, here's a big one. Talking about the RFID. Motorola skin tattoo patent. Contains bizarre Big Brother twist. Motorola's got a skin tattoo patent. You see, it's going to be a tattoo. It's the mark of the beast. They've already got it. The technology goes back to implants, back to the 1960s. And so you see on the news, excuse me, you see on the sports and so forth about the players with the tattoos on their arms. It's commonplace. Everybody's got tattoos. The movie stars, everybody's, even Miss America, Miss Kansas, remember that? Miss Kansas came out with the first Miss America in bathing suit with a tattoo. You say, what's wrong with that? And I'll tell you what. They want to get you used to wearing tattoos. That's cool. Why? Because the mark of the beast is going to be a tattoo. Nobody wants to get that big old needle, that implant stuck in your skin. Ow, man, that's not cool at all. Well, don't worry about it. We'll just put a skin tattoo on there. It looks good. Y'all getting this? The feminist movement was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. The feminist movement is outraged after a female author wrote a book encouraging women to get married and be submissive based on a Bible, becomes a hit in Europe. They don't like that. See, the feminist movement was created by the Rockefellers. The feminist movement was designed to take or break up the families. The strategy goes back to 1700s. You break up the family, you destroy the country, whatever it is. This is a rule. This is a strategy. They kept the family unit together during the 40s and 50s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Actually, before that, it was a family structure. The reason for that was by keeping the family structure together, the proverbial family, the nuclear family, from those generations up to 1960, was because they knew before the year 1900 that the world wars would be happening. They needed sovereignty. They needed patriotism. They needed that ground at home. So soldiers and everybody would come together to fight these wars. That was the purpose of building and having a sovereign family unit in those decades. The World War I, II, and III, III is yet to happen, were all planned before 1873 by the Illuminati. So to have those wars and to bring people together after false flags are conducted, they had to have a strong family unit to build the country. That's a strategy. That's a necessary. That's how God planned it, to people to come together. Then after the war, World War II, notice what happened. Start off with creating the feminist movement later on. Planned failures of Korean War and Vietnam were planned failures. They were planned that way. They were UN groups, UN organized police action, both of them, Korea and Vietnam. I've got evidence on that. It was planned to lose horribly. Our troops were targeted back in the 1950s and 60s till now. I've talked about this about 2 hours ago, hour and a half ago. This is the reason. Because now they got to reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military, reduce the effectiveness of Christianity to bring on the New Age movement. This is massive, what I'm telling you. People aren't putting this together. They're not connecting the dots. They run away from it. Don't want to hear it. These are facts, man. These are not speculation. It's not theory at all. And so these involved in the Joint Chief of Staff and all these, I wonder if they ever connect the dots at all of what's really going on. If all the rewards and special parking places they got, he's got them so enthralled, so tied up that they don't see this bigger picture. My family know one thing for sure. They lose. But our job, besides ourselves, is to get closer to Jesus. And I could continue on with all this this news and all this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is solutions. As Christian parents, teachers, assert the lordship of Jesus Christ over all the possessions, includes children, is to take control in that regards. Get rid of that rapture fever. Nobody knows when a rapture is going to happen. Everybody's got CDs and DVDs and YouTubes and inner tubes and whatever else about the rapture, when it's going to be, you know. And But nobody knows when. Nobody's got a clue when. So they go to the next best thing. It's post-trib. It's pre-trib. Oh, it's mid-trib. Oh, no. There's no tribulation. You're going through it anyway. Nobody knows. One thing you'd be sure of, and I spoke about this earlier, I got a broadcast from 4 to 6 on watchmanforjesus.com. And my regular broadcast is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then nighttime, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, I have Bible study. 7:30 to 9 on the same watchmanforjesus.com. And I cover some of these claims and so forth, and use scripture to discuss them and so forth. But everybody talks about the rapture, pre-trib, mid-trib, whatever, and arguments. You got different camps that people go to. I'm a pre-tribber. What are you? What? The time of the Lord's return is his business, not ours. You can't make it happen. The Jews and the Illuminati, the Zionists, that is, and the Illuminati, think they can force God into coming. The one they're going to get is the one they don't want. That's Yeshua. Yeshua is Ananda Emmanuel. And Maitreya, we don't know who he is yet. That end time will not come until the man of sin is revealed and the falling away. Now, God may tarry for years to give us time to do his work. He works through us. But this work won't be accomplished if we believe that to occupy merely means to occupy a pew and just sit there. People won't have to take a stand against ungodly rulers. I don't mean revolution at all. That's what they're talking about now, is revolution and march on D.C. Marching will accomplish nothing. Oh, they may win, chase out the, oh yeah, they're going, oh, that's right. See, the idea right now is to show where they win over the bankers, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. We won, we beat them, we moved them out, we've taken over the governments. That's why it'd be the sixth time they've tried this. Then people think, well, it's ended because they were the bad guys. No, they're identifying the bad guys. So when they take over me, it's what you'll think. It worked in 1776. Nothing ever happened. We remained the colony of England. It's liable to happen again. You just have the pot for the kettle. Knights of Malta for the mason. Whatever. They always control both sides. Jesus Christ is the only one that's going to do it. So there may be some, you may wake up one day and you're in a dictatorship, but it'd be a benevolent dictatorship for your own good, they're going to say. But everybody's into the rapture, man, the rapture fever. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, people groan. Proverbs 29, verse 2. If we or his people continue to ignore the work, he's going to allow us to become more and more under the oppression of ungodly globalists. He's allowed this kind of oppression on his people in the past to sift them. That oppression is more imminent than the rapture. Whether it occurs or not, nobody's going to know. Nobody knows when the pre-trib is, so you can't possibly know when the rapture is going to be, or the post-trib. Nobody knows when the post-trib is going to be, because they don't know when the rapture is going to be. His ways are not our ways. So we're going to stop blaming the unsaved for what's happening in the world. The initiative is in the hands of those who believe in Jesus. The fault of Christians that believe in Jesus. The things are like the ark, because people just sit back, especially these churches, been asleep. Just as the apostles were in the Garden of Gethsemane. The five virgins of the ten. You know, the Lord asked them to watch as he went to pray. That means a lot. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. But there's more to it. Some people say that that applies to the Jews of Solomon's day. It doesn't just apply to them. It refers to all people all the time. But if you keep on reading, it says, but if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I've set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot you from my land, which I've given you, and this house, which I've consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. I'll make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. He didn't rapture them out of their troubles, but he did uproot them. He put them through some heavy testing. Christians are lawless. Most of us don't understand the statutes and commandments of God. It took me a long time to really take them serious. I've been a sinner most of my life. We kind of like pick and choose those we do and we don't want to obey, and we justify it. What's wrong with a little white lie? Come on. A lot wrong with it, as I found out. I'm not innocent. Our willingness to get in debt and criticize those responsible for the national debt, but actually it goes back to the 1700s. Humanism is compatible with our sin nature that becomes our lifestyle, and humanism controls our schools today. Teachers and the Freemasons, cops and the Freemasons, are separate from the cops and the teachers otherwise, but they control right now, but they won't later. In Amos 8, verse 11 and 12, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine for bread or thirst of water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. And the people shall stagger from sea to sea, from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. That's exactly what happened also in the Dark Ages. Remember I said his word was hidden. That's what happened. It's going to happen again. More and more homosexual marriages approved. More and more taking down the commandments of the, in the schools. More and more of this new age things going on. And there's more demonic influence on people's lives and their families and murder and all this and all that. It's going to increase. And that's what they're looking for. By using us to get God to pull away. We Christians are to believe God's promise to provide for our needs. We're to occupy until he comes and not just idly wait around. You pray for the opportunity, he'll give it to you. Just be ready to handle it when it does. We're responsible, not the unsaved, because they don't know. And we're learning. I'm learning. I don't know about you, but I'm learning. Every time I think I know a lot, I find out it's very little. Always something new, every time. We're responsible, not the unsaved, for having allowed ungodliness to prevail in this land. We're to know and obey all of God's word. Congress isn't, that's for sure. Those that try to, they're warned to back off, or they're killed, literally. At one time, it was recommended, way back when, to get the children out of public schools. Of course, it's a little bit late now. Because the ones back then, or the adults of today, is far gone. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6, and they know that very well. That's why every school is a school of humanism. That's why they got these the IG phones and all that and computers to play the games. That is exponentially broken down their ability to focus immensely. You see it already. At one time, it's recommended for the churches to start their own school. That almost makes you laugh. Maybe 40 years ago. At one time, I've been able to have the public schools examine the textbooks and programs. Ha! A little bit late for that too, you see. You know, I collected suggestions and ideas that goes back 30, 40 years. And certainly in those period of time, some of these recommendations would have worked, but the idea was it was never allowed to work. And there's a point in time you can't go back. Humanism, sneaking up on people. Socialism has already been here. Right now, it's you all becoming knowledgeable about the book, about the Bible, about how to lead someone to Jesus. And look for the end times events. Become aware of it because it's coming like a choo-choo train. Hard and fast. Change the name of Jesus to Yeshua and Jeshua. That's a big one. You know, if you're Hebrew, you're Jew in Israel, and you can't speak a word of English, for example, you would say Yeshua. If you're in Japan, you'd say another name for Jesus. But he knows the heart. He knows which Jesus you're talking about. If you're English, you say Jesus. Your Greek is Jesus. But it's the Jesus of the Bible. But that's not what's going on. Now, I'm going to talk this week, especially Bible study tomorrow night, on the Hebrew Roots movement in more detail. Sacred name movement. Because this has taken a hold in the United States big, fast, and furious. Fast and furious. There you go. Another use of the term. And to get English people and others to accept the name of Jesus as Yeshua. Because if you look it up on your own, you'll see that's exactly what this one called Sananda Manuel is calling himself. So they're going back to Hebrew roots. This is the tribe of Dan. It's trying to sneak it in on you. Well, family, don't let them do it. Well, I'm going to talk about that this week. You know, some people claim that the Lord should be referred to as Jesus. Instead, we should only use the word Yeshua. Some even go as far as to say calling him Jesus is blasphemous. Others go into great detail about how the name Jesus is unbiblical because the letter J is a modern invention and there's no J in the Greek or Hebrew. Well, Yeshua is the Hebrew name. Its English spelling is Joshua. You even have the word name Jesus in there that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth mentioned. I'm Tom or Thomas or you got Bill or sometimes William. You see, oh, they're sneaky. The name Joshua and Jesus are essentially the same name. Both are English pronunciations of the Hebrew and Greek. You go to Acts 7 verse 45 and Hebrews 4 verse 8. In both cases, the word Jesus in those cases refer to the Old Testament character, Joshua. The word of God was taken from the Jews to bring to mankind after the 12 tribes were disbanded, but not lost. They're not lost at all. They're not in America, I guarantee you that. They know those 10 tribes. They're not lost. They're protected. But changing the language of a word doesn't affect the meaning of this word. You call a bound and covered set of pages a book. In German, it becomes a Buch, B-U-C-H. Spanish, it's libro. French, it's livre. Language changes, but the object itself doesn't change. Shakespeare said, and Shakespeare was an avatar, by the way. Shakespeare said, that which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Romeo and Juliet. In the same way, we refer to Jesus as Jesus, Yeshua, or Yesu, is Cantonese, Chinese. Yesu. Without changing his nature, in any language, his name means the Lord of salvation. This controversy about the letter J is much ado about nothing. Because the translation of the Bible, the bringing the Bible to mankind, when it was originally with the Hebrew Israelites, the Hebrews, was taken away because they were disbanded and they caused, you know, they had problems there, of course. Fell upon the Gentiles, the Greeks. It's written in Greek. His name is Jesus. Then the I in Jesus in the 1611 version turned into J, Jesus in English. And that identifies the name in the only true word of God, the most complete one, the King James Bible. Now they're trying to change that name and going back, as I said before, not to reiterate. Because it matches their coming disclosure of Sananda. Have 1 minute left to go. Family, what snuck up on me. Family, I hope you got something tonight. I want to talk more about this tomorrow and all this week. A little added to each time. And I appreciate y'all's attention today. And y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ won the cross of Calvary. Get close to him. Get close to the words. Get close in prayer. Fast. And be ready. Because something's happening, family. Something's happening. And be ready to spread the word. Put down in your mind what you're going to say to someone that is seeking that truth. And become born again. He says or she says, I want to be born again. What do I do? Start writing these steps down. I'm going to cover that this week. 4 to 6 is my Bible study. 4 to 6 is my broadcast on WatchmanForJesus.com. And at night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays is Bible study 7 to 9, 7:30 to 9. And then I'll be here again Monday. I just clean forgot that they were gone for 2 weeks. It just slipped my mind totally. So I apologize for that. I guess I'm getting old. But I'll be back next Monday. Here on RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And so I'll see you all next Monday or tomorrow if you join my other broadcast in the daytime. Bible study at night. Have a great evening. Look up and live. Jesus Christ is coming back. Have a great night.
Folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show.